Rocking Christmas Entertainment. So that's 8 p.m. on December the 1st. Check that out for sure. Give the Fisherman's Landing Inn a call for more information. Or any of the Fisherman's Landing businesses, I'm sure will be able to give you a little bit more information on that. And a little bit after Christmas, we've got posters up for the New Year's Eve party already. That's
Maclean's, Canada's national magazine, January 16th, 2012. The cover story, 99 stupid things the government did with your money.
The Harper government gave $82,000 to support a radio service in Bombay, Newfoundland?
Good morning, Rogers Publishing.
Hi, I was looking for Jason Kirby, who writes for Maclean's. Is it possible to talk to him?
One moment. Let me just check if he's got listings now. 1 second.
All right, thanks.
The Harper government gave $82,000 to support a radio service in Bombay, Newfoundland.
I'll put you through to Jason. 1 second.
Okay, thanks.
Welcome.
Hello, you've reached Jason Kirby at Maclean's Magazine. I'm not available at the moment. Please leave a message.
Hi, Jason. This is Ivan Emke calling from the Voice of Bombay in Norris Point in Newfoundland. I just wanted to talk to you about, there's an interesting article you helped put together last year on 99 stupid things the government was spending money on, and one of them happened to be our community radio station here, and so I was just interested in finding out a bit about whether you knew anything about the station and the criteria for choosing it, and if you kind of had any sense of it. Anyway, my phone number is 709-640-5725. Hope you're having a good day. See ya. Bye.
Most of the stuff that we play here, I guarantee you, is not played on CBC or certainly not on the commercial stations. And that's the local guys. We play local people.
Yeah.
And to me, that's absolutely key.
And you don't get that on commercial radio. You don't get people telling stories and hearing stories.
Okay, can't find somebody? Let's try Google. Jason Kirby. Kirby spelled correctly there. Jason Kirby, Canada. Professional profile. Oh, LinkedIn. Oh, there's a Jason Kirby on LinkedIn who is senior editor at Maclean's Magazine. Hey, I'm on LinkedIn too. Jeez, we're just like 1 degree of separation. What is it? Senior editor, Maclean's, reporter at Financial Post and National Post. So he did that. That explains that, I guess. Trained at Canadian Securities Institute. He did a diploma there. And Carleton University, Bachelor of Journalism. Carleton, I went to Carleton. Like, oh, we have the same university. We're alumni of. We're both on LinkedIn. It seems like he'd answer my phone calls. But, oh, he's in Vancouver. Oh, 4.5 hours difference. That could explain it. Maybe I should stop calling him early in the morning here.
Well, Voice of Bombay is just that. And let people know what's going on, as well as provide them with the type of music that a lot of old people like. I used to do a country and western show. I had to give it up because I'm retired and I'm too busy.
99 stupid things the government did with your money.
Afternoon, Rogers Publishing.
Hi, could I speak with Jason Kirby, please?
One moment.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Ah, the music again.
The Harper
Hello, you've reached Jason Kirby at Maclean's Magazine. I'm not available at the moment. Please leave a message.
Hi, Jason Kirby. This is Ivan Emke calling from Norris Point in Newfoundland again. I called earlier about a story you did some time ago and about the Voice of Bombay, which is a radio station here that's been set up by the community. I was just, we were interested about some things related to how the story was constructed and so on. And I was wondering if you knew anything about the station, thought it would be a good opportunity to share some good news for you. But maybe you'd want to check us out. We're on the web at www.vobb for voiceofbombay.org. So www.vobb.org. And there's a stream there. And we have a Facebook site too if you're interested. So so this is related to the story about the spending, I guess, that you saw in a particular way. And we'd be interested in chatting with you about it, just because it's important to this community. I left my number before, and you can listen to that if it hasn't been erased. And we'll try to touch base soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
"99 Stupid Things the Government Did with Your Money."
You're listening to 95.9 FM, VOBB, the voice of Bob today. We have a few things to read for you this morning. Not a lot, but some. Very important. Oil in the Gulf.
All right. So LinkedIn. He's on LinkedIn. Let's just check in. Oops. And my password is... Okay, Jason, I'm going to try to connect to you. How do you know Jason? Colleague, classmate, we've done business together. Friend, other, or I don't know Jason. Oh, there's no place to check off. He did a story on a community radio station. Oh, they want Jason's email address. Why don't I just say I don't know Jason, and I'll send the invitation. Oh, it was not sent. My invitation was not sent. Invitations should only be sent to people you know personally. What's this idea of linking in then, that you're not going to get to know anybody new? So Jason Kirby is a senior editor, and he has 150 connections only. I guess I better try to give him a call again.
Shame, shame. Shame the way you do.
It's a great way to get to hear some music that you like yourself, that it's not all, you know, stuff that you will hear on commercial radio, which generally I can't stand the music on commercial radio.
Hi, can I speak with Jason Kirby, please?
Sure, just for a moment.
Thanks.
The Harper government gave $82,000 to support a radio service in Ban Bay, Newfoundland.
Hello, you've reached Jason Kirby at McLean's Magazine. I'm not available at the moment. Please leave a message.
Hi, Jason. This is Ivan Emke calling from the Voice of Ban Bay. I called a couple days ago about a story you did last year on 99 stupid things government spent money on, and our radio station happened to be one of them. So I was just wanting to chat with you a little bit about that. Voice of Ban Bay is, just a year later, is the second largest private radio network in the whole of province of Newfoundland and Labrador. So things have happened. It's been a good news story, and I just thought maybe it would be a nice twist if, maybe you'd be interested in McLean's doing a story on, here's something that on paper maybe looked like not a good idea, but actually it worked out fairly well. So if you'd be interested in doing that, we'd be very happy to cooperate with you. So again, our website is www.vobb.org. Check us out and stream, and give me a call back. I'd love to have a number with you. Take care. Hope you have a great weekend. Bye.
And also we get to sort of find out more about one another. You know, people who have book club shows, and artists and crafters is one of the shows that we have on VOBB, and you can get to find out about the local artists and crafters in the area. And with the book club, we're finding out all about what people are reading and stuff, so it gives you a great picture of the people that live around you in that.
Jason. The name is taken from a Greek word meaning to heal. Jason was the leader of the Argonauts. In mythology, he went in search of the Golden Fleece. The name Jason was ranked as the 115th most popular name in 2011. It soundly beat out rivals such as Clarence and Hiram.
Well, we think it's a great asset for the community. It connects us particularly with Woody Point, and when we're set up, it'll be Rocky Harbor. And hopefully, we might even get as far as Sally Cove, joining everything together, which... it's the idea of the whole community station, to bring these communities together.
It's a community radio. It brings the community together. It allows everybody to hear themselves and to speak to themselves about our own issues and values.
And you're saying McLean's doesn't do that?
McLean's would, but it's not local. You got to pay for McLean's. VOBB is free.
Thank you for calling Rogers Publishing. Our business hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Please dial the 7-digit mailbox number of the person you are calling. If you don't know the number and wish to spell by name, please press 1.
Spell the last and first name, then press pound. For Q, press 7. For Z, press 9. For help, press 0. For
Jason Kirby
at extension 7641465, press pound. To cancel, press star. Wait while I transfer your call.
Hello?
Well, hi, this is Jason Kirby.
No, I think you got the wrong number.
Oh, okay. I went through the system, and that's who they sent me to, I guess.
Is that the Rogers system?
It was the Rogers system, yeah, yeah.
No, sorry, you got the wrong number. What did you dial?
I was trying to get in touch with Jason Kirby, and I used the 1-800 number and then the dial by the keypad and so on, and it gave me
The extension that you dial, 7-6-4-1-4?
I'm not sure. It just automatically sort of connected me, but it didn't give me an extension. So
I work for Rogers, but you hit something wrong, but it's not Jason. Sorry, it's my library.
Oh, okay. All right, so I guess you can't help me with a story. Okay.
No problem. Try again. Okay.
I'll do that. Thanks very much. Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
The Harper government gave $82,000. To support a radio service in Bond Bay, Newfoundland?
The value of Bond Bay, VOBB.
The real value is getting me out of the house to do something in the morning. That's a value.
It keeps Gene off the streets.
Keeps me off the streets. That's when you have old reprobates running around, you got to keep them off the streets, and the VOBB does that.
Otherwise, you'd be hanging around the gas station with the other derelicts.
So, Voice of Bond Bay, there's finally a decent music station.
Thank you for calling Rogers Publishing. Our business hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Please dial the 7-digit mailbox number of the person you are calling.
Wait while I transfer your call. Your call has been forwarded to a voicemail service that has not been initialized by the customer you are calling. The Rogers Wireless customer you are calling is not available at this time. When you reach the customer at a later date, please remind the customer to access their voicemail and initialize their mailbox. Thank you.
Well, that's disappointing. I wanted to talk to Jason and to tell him about how, you know, we were number 61 on their list of 99 stupid things to spend their money on. I mean, we were even behind a bluegrass festival, for heaven's sakes. It was a bit disappointing. And as a journalist, I figured Jason would be interested in stories, and this is the story of a community radio station. It's too bad I didn't get to talk to him, but it did give me an idea for our radio documentary. I think I'll call it Waiting for Jason. And thanks to 82,000 of our tax dollars, I'll actually be able to broadcast it in our communities. So I guess that good things do come to those who wait. Oh, and I needed to tell him he needs to access his voicemail and initialize his mailbox. Oh, and I had a big comeback, too. I was going to tell him that McLean's isn't even sold in this region. Our folks get their news and information from Voice of Bond Bay. Take care, Jason. Bye.
Trust in me, we'll keep the good times rolling. Wait and see, wait and see.
This is Gene Bellows, and you're listening to 95.9 VOBB, The Voice of Bombay, and I'd like to report a McLean's article, 99 Stupid Things the Government Did with Your Money. The Harper government gave $82,000 to support a radio service in Bombay, Newfoundland. And here we are.
Never gonna stop this train. Never gonna stop this train.